Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Bob, we got off on a tangent in the last segment, and we forgot that it's Artie Smith who is interviewing for the Tennessee Titans head coach job. What do we make of this?
It's definitely fascinating. I mean, they know him better than many teams, of course, being the OC for their most successful years in the last 15 to 20. So I don't think he'll actually get it, but it'd be fascinating to see him work with a young quarterback like Cam Ward. It makes you think what it would be like if he was working with a young quarterback here next year.
Yeah, and I remember that one year.
Somewhat.
They had, like, record-setting offensive numbers.
They drafted a quarterback in the first
round. Has he done a good job here, Bob? Last year was horrific. This year has been much better. I'll acknowledge that.
Yeah,
I think the quarterback has a lot to do with it.
Right. So, but I still think they value the time he had down there. He knew how to run Derrick Henry. And he had A.J. Brown.
He had Derrick Henry.
And they ran him and ran him and ran him. 2,000 yards? Was it the season he had 2,000 yards down
there? Yes. He had Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I don't know. This it all
baffles me. He also had a rejuvenated Ryan Tannehill, who played very well.
You know who else Ryan Tannehill had? Derrick Henry.
I get it, but he played some pretty good quarterback in that one season.
Yeah, he was okay. I don't know. I'm baffled by the Artie interview cycle. I truly am. But to each his own, and best wishes to him, Limits. Would you hire him as your head coach?
Hypothetically, no, if he got the job, who would you look to? You know, Cliff Kingsbury was out in Washington. I don't know if that was his own call or their call, but I always admired a little bit of his offense. I'm not sure if it would work here, depending on who
he did a hell of a job with Jaden Daniels last year.
You got to know the quarterback too.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to our end of season awards. Are you ready for this, Limits? Can we get a little music going? There we go. God, I love that music, Bob. Who's your MVP, gentlemen, for the NFL this season? Bob, I'll let you go first.
I went back and forth on this because I always thought Matt Stafford was going to be my guy.
Yeah.
But now, looking back and evaluating the whole season, I think it's got to be Drake May.
Okay. I think you're crazy.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Just when did it become that you have to win your division to get the MVP? The Rams are going to the playoffs, and this dude had 46 touchdown passes. I'm sorry, that's 15 more than Drake May. Matthew Stafford is part of this, maybe a little bit lifetime achievement, maybe, but he had 46 touchdown passes. What was the next highest mark in the league? How many years is there somebody with 12 more touchdown passes than anybody else? 46 to 34 over his old buddy Jared Goff. He only had eight interceptions. 46 touchdowns, 8 picks, and a 109.2 passer rating. And his team was pretty darn good, even if it's only a wild card. I'm going Matthew Stafford all the way here.
But Drake May, completion percentage, especially taking that team, which was, you know, thought of as a team never going to compete for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Here they are.
He had a great
with
year.
The number one seed.
He did.
So
he's
I got to value all that. They're both very good. I don't think there's any question about it.
I just think to take this away from Stafford, I'm not doing it. Limits, who's your MVP?
Well, I think about the full season, and I think about how your season comes to an end. And Drake May was playing great in big moments and winning games, and I'm not saying that Stafford wasn't. But 31 touchdowns, 8 picks on a team that last year was 4-13, and this year they win 13 games. The turnaround that they have in Drake May emerging as a franchise quarterback, I think, just turns the table for him to be the guy.
How do you square in your mind 15 less touchdown passes than the guy I'm giving it to?
Because I think about who is the most valuable player, and I feel like New England's roster is not nearly as good as the Rams' roster is, and they don't have as good of offensive coaching as the Rams do with McVay.
Josh McDaniels isn't a great offensive coach.
He's not as good as McVay. He's good, but he's not as good as McVay. McVay might be the premier offensive mind in the NFL.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, Bob, and I'm very angry at both of you for depriving Matthew Stafford of this
I
award.
I love Matthew Stafford. Don't get me wrong.
No, you don't, Bob. You're not giving him the MVP.
Like, he may not even play because he had neck problems.
You took away the whole who's most valuable, if you took away Stafford, Drake May, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, what if you took away Aaron Rodgers from this team? Like, every quarterback, if you took them away from their team would be dead. Good quarterback.
But you only have one choice to make here. So you can make an argument, I think, for both those guys at the top.
I disagree. Standings. Let's go to the, not the standings. I mean, I'm looking at the standings. The coach of the year, Bob. Who's the coach of the year in the NFL?
Well, this is a tough one because you can make a case for a lot of guys. Normally, they're one and two. You guys, you could really pair against one another.
Yeah.
This year, you go, to me, five.
It could.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
Much as I appreciate Kyle Shanahan for what he did, given all the injuries and what they had, you know, almost had the number one seed based on that, I've got to believe that I'm going to go with Liam Cohen. Only because there have been two coaches down there besides him who've had Trevor Lawrence. He's put together an offense and a defense to complement one another. I did not expect Jacksonville to be the team they are. I didn't think they get a third seed. All due respect to, you know, Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel. I'm going to go Liam Cohen.
Wonder Twin?
Man, this is very, very difficult because Vrabel has brought the Patriots back to life. McDonald has done an incredible job in Seattle.
Yeah, many people don't even think about him, but he's here too, and he was building something.
That's why I think I'm going to give it to Mike McDonald.
Holy ostrich milk.
McDonald's farm, the number one seed right now.
Yeah, EIO.
Okay, you're both wrong again. Unfortunately, for me, this is not that difficult, honestly. I think there's a lot of guys who, like Vrabel, did an amazing job with a team that I didn't think was going to be very good. He did. Liam Cohen, amazing. The Chicago Bears have been a punchline for a long, long time. 5-12, 7-10, 3-14, 6-11. They made the playoffs under Matt Nagy. Okay. And then they go before that 5-11, 3-13, 6-10, 5-11. Plus, they were playing in a division where the Lions and the Packers were both considered really viable Super Bowl contenders. And even the Vikings were coming off, what, a 13-win, 14-win season? And this dude just walked in there and led that team to a division title, the Chicago Bears, at 11-6. He's my runaway coach of the year.
Runaway.
Yeah, runaway.
Runaway.
I do. I like your point.
Who was Jacksonville last year?
On Johnson, but McDonald was in the
run. You know that song, Limits? Of course you don't. You're not old enough.
McDonald was in the toughest division in all of football.
Who?
Mike McDonald, Seattle, needing to win that game to be the number one seed.
And the way they did it out there, and very incredible.
Seattle's had success in its pretty recent past.
Jacksonville hasn't.
Jacksonville, they went to the playoffs under Urban Meyer. Who else was there?
Doug Marrone.
Marrone, yeah.
But my point is they've gone through two coaches they'd never achieve in
his
first
year. He did a great job. He did a great job. This guy changed a franchise culture in one fell swoop. The bungling Bears became winners under Ben Johnson.
I mean, like I said, they're all good choices. I can't argue against any one of them.
What was Jacksonville's culture before Liam Cohen showed up?
I see these guys in practice every day. Huh?
What was Jacksonville's culture before Liam Cohen showed up?
Not good.
No.
But Jacksonville, well, okay, limits. You want to get technical?
Well, no, here? I do agree with your overall point that Ben Johnson changed the culture in Chicago, and I think it's a very worthy pick. There are
now
probably,
you're insulting my intelligence.
There are probably more worthy candidates for Coach of the Year this year than they've been.
This is many years. This is a legitimately tough question.
2 years ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars had back-to-back 9-8 seasons, and they made the playoffs. That ain't the Bears. That is not the Bears. And the coach in question was Doug Peterson. He's the guy that led them to the playoffs. And then they went 9-8 again. So, I mean, Urban Meyer wrecked things, yes, but they've had recent success. The Chicago Bears have not, Bob.
Touche.
Sounds like they're right around the mean there, Joe. At 9-8.
Nice line.
Some people
limits.
Would be proud.
Yes. All right, Bob. Myles Garrett's the defensive player of the year. We all agree. Do we also agree that Joe Burrow took a dive on his record-setting sack?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes, he did. He went straight down like he just was wind blowing.
Then why aren't we talking about this more? It goes down in history that Favre did that for Strahan, and I'll acknowledge it was more dramatic there. All you need to know, if you think that if that game was really important to Joe Burrow, that the same play would have happened, you're out of your mind. Right?
Yeah, I think he took a dive. I don't think there's any question he did.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Limits?
Yeah, I think he did too. I mean, Joe Burrow, we know he's not the most mobile quarterback in the NFL, but he just kind of stepped up and slid.
He slid.
Like, what was he doing?
He knew who was coming, and he knew that he said prior to that that he's a big fan
of. He didn't slide, he fell forward.
He fell down.
He dove is what he did. He dove into the ground, Bob.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
All right. What was the biggest disappointment in the NFL this season? Could be a player, could be a team, could be a development, Bob. Just simply the biggest disappointment in the whole NFL to you
probably
was what?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm.
Given they had spent a lot of money to bring in Geno Smith, they brought in Pete Carroll thinking he was the old Pete Carroll. They had a pretty good, at least on paper, names on defense that could make a difference. A lot of people thought, including me, that they were going to be a playoff contender. And they have, I never would have expected they'd be the number one choice in the draft. But they are.
To me, it's a tie between my two Super Bowl teams who didn't even make the playoffs. And usually I'm pretty good with those preseason Super Bowl predictions. This year, not so. I had the Ravens and the Lions.
A lot of people.
I'm just stunned. I think even more stunned at the Lions. You know?
Yeah, the Lions came in with a lot. And they put up some humongous numbers on offense. But they were also decimated by injury. Their entire secondary was knocked out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what led to their ungluing. They just couldn't stop anyone. They could score still, but they couldn't stop anyone.
Mr. P?
It's not disappointing for me, but I'm sure it is for fans of the NFL in one specific city. The Kansas City Chiefs, after 7 years in a row going to the AFC Championship game, don't even make the playoffs. I loved seeing it. But I'm sure that there's members in the NFL office that don't.
Another disappointing development was Micah Parsons. That sucked. Because he was, I thought, primed to maybe lead that team to the Super Bowl. And
there's no question
to see that injury. What was the other big injury that weekend? Who else went down with it?
Sauce Gardner, he was injured.
There was another big injury on that same day that now I can't remember.
Yeah, you're right, there was.
What was the most pleasing development outside of Pittsburgh to you personally, Bob?
The most pleasing development outside of Pittsburgh?
To you personally, Bob. Mine was Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos because it was the only prediction that I got right, that he'd be good and they'd be good. I picked them to unseat the Chiefs in that division, and they wound up going 14-3.
Well, I'd have to say then, Aaron Rodgers, just because I didn't expect him to be
I said outside
standing.
Of Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Then I would have to say who I had at the beginning of the season as comeback player of the year, Christian McCaffrey. I thought he would bounce
nice
back
pick.
In a big way. But I can't think off the top of my head. You hit that question out of nowhere, and I'm trying to think of other things that – I like Christian McCaffrey a lot. I like what he stands for. I like his work ethic. I like everything about him.
Seems like a wonderful man. Limits, what was the most pleasing development for you?
There are only a handful of quarterbacks that have had back-to-back 13-win seasons.
And one of them is Drew Aller.
One of them is Sam Darnold with the Vikings.
Limits has stayed
Seattle.
With him all the way up until the Steelers were going to get him, and then he said, no, I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers.
Because I didn't think that it would be a good fit.
I think what you saw of him in San Francisco is exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
Sort of a game manager. He can make throws. He's thrown some interceptions.
Who are we talking
Sam
about?
Sam Darnold. In that game against San Francisco.
Oh, in the game.
They rode their run game. That's all they did. They gave it to the two, Charbonnet and Walker, and then the rest was just pick up yards when we can, when we need them, and don't make mistakes. That's exactly what he did.
I feel like Mike Tomlin would not give Sammy a large enough leash like he does with Aaron Rodgers right now, and that was pretty much the point of my emphasis is why Rodgers would have been the better fit. Sammy wouldn't have been able to create in Pittsburgh.
What's the story of the year in the NFL, in your humble opinion, Bob? Or maybe you're not so humble opinion.
The story of the year.
Yeah, it's the demise of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I was going to say that would – that would be a big one just because of how many years in a row they've been to the AFC Championship.
Aaron Rodgers is pretty high on that list. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
As the story of the year.
And if they win a playoff game or two and he's doing it at the level he showed in the fourth quarter of that game where he's just picking people apart at times, man, that's a huge story. And that's one the NFL would want to put out there.
How about you, O Limitless Wonder?
Joe Texter says that it was Mahomes that was injured the same weekend as Parsons.
Yeah, and hated to see that. And even though I don't like the Chiefs, have to respect them, right, Bob? And Mahomes, of course, he's already in my mind a top five quarterback all time.
Oh, there's no question. And he's going to need a new contract coming up.
What were we just talking about, Limitless?
Story of the year.
Oh yeah, what do you think it is? Mahomes, Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to double down on the Chiefs again, but probably. Or my alternative would be the amount of teams that have turned it around that we didn't expect.
Yeah.
Like, there's always a couple of teams that do it. Typically, there's like three new playoff teams, maybe four every year. But to see how Jacksonville got off the map, the rise of Seattle, the return of New England, what Ben Johnson did, like the, and a lot of it is the young quarterbacks with experienced coaches. Whether it's offensive coaches helping those young quarterbacks or veteran coaches on the defensive side with established quarterbacks going to the playoffs.
I think one of the more interesting questions you hadn't got to yet, you asked about defensive player of the year. That's clear. How about offensive player of the year?
Isn't that a weird award, though, Bob? They do that in the NFL. Like, how is the MVP not also the offensive player of the year?
Just a different category to open it up to somebody
else. So I guess
the non-quarterback.
Yeah, the non-quarterback.
Yeah.
Player of the year.
I would go with Puka Nacua only because of the numbers, but
why not Jackson Smith
and Jigba is the other logical choice there because of what he's representing in Seattle, and they're the number one seed. So I give a lot of credence to that. But Nakua's numbers are ridiculous.
What about James Cook? What about Ron Cook?
James' brother. He had 129 catches. I can't get over that. I mean, Smith and Jigman has been great. And because they were a number one seed, I guess I go with him. But, man, Puka Nacua is not. You talk about he's playing on a rookie contract, and he was a fifth-round pick. You wait till he cashes in. How much is that? That may be
who led the NFL in touchdown receptions, Bob? Wrong.
Touchdown? Oh,
Bob, you don't even get a chance to answer. I mean,
it's the wrong comes out so fast. touchdown receptions.
Yes.
I'm going to say Jahmyr Gibbs.
Don't look at your computer limits. Who led the league in touchdown receptions?
Considering I had him on my fantasy team this year, I think it was Jackson Smith and Jigba.
You couldn't be more wrong. He wasn't even in the top three.
He had 10.
It was by three with 14 touchdowns. And I didn't know this till I just saw it. Devontae Adams.
Wow.
What a rebound
for him.
That's
an indication that he could be comeback player of the year.
And he missed games late in the year, too.
Would you give Rodgers comeback player of the year?
I'd have to take a closer look at the candidates.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I would put Devontae Adams in there. Just because he kind of success he's had after what you saw for, you know, he got traded to the Jets. That didn't work. I don't know. It just seems like he's made a pretty good comeback.
He'd be a good pick. Who led the league in average yards per carry this season, Bob?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Wrong. Limits?
Derrick Henry.
Wrong. Devon Achane at 5.7. Mm. Which is unbelievable to me. I mean, that's going back to Jim Brown numbers practically, yep, Bob.
Pretty much.
Who led the league in rushing touchdowns, Bob?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Wrong.
James Cook.
Wrong. Jonathan Taylor. Good tries. I'll say that much. Let's go to quarterbacks, shall we, Bob? Who led the league in interceptions this year? Wrong. Limits?
Cam Ward.
No, but that's a good pick.
Would have surprised me. Oh, wait. Can I give another answer?
Not until Bob does. It's his rightful turn. Bob, who led the league in picks? Nate Peterman?
I don't have an answer. I can't think of that.
Can I suggest an answer
please,
for you, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
Was it Tua?
No, but Tua was
second.
How
about that comment? How about if Mike Tomlin made that comment about any of his previous quarterbacks? I just hope we don't throw 10 picks in a game.
My expectation is we won't throw 10 picks. Tua was second with 15. Your guy Sam Darnold was third with 14. It was the great Geno Smith with 17.
I forgot about Geno Smith.
Yeah, who got sacked more times than anybody in the NFL this season? Actually, one of two guys. They're tied.
Cam Ward.
That's one. Very good. Wonder Twin?
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith. Geno? Both at 55.
Wow. Good get there, Bob.
Who was second in the league in sacks? I was going to put a steak dinner on this, except I'm already buying you one tonight.
I'm going to say...
Who was second behind Garrett?
It was a wide gap, too. It wasn't...
It was 7.5 sacks, or 6.5 between them.
Yeah.
Wrong. Limits?
Well, Danielle Hunter had 15. So I'm doing the process of elimination right now, Bob.
I'm trying to think of who's
on
that.
Was it Max Crosby?
No, not even close.
He's in surgery right now.
Limits, he was hurt for the whole year.
Yeah, and he quit.
Yeah. What a horrible guess that was.
He was shooting basketball while they ruled him out with an injury.
And he had surgery on the knee, and he was like, they don't want you to play, and here he is shooting basketball.
He posted a video in his own gym, in his house, and the funny thing about it is, too, Bob, he had, his own advertisements at the court in his house.
Oh, I know. Selling him.
How does that work?
Don't divert us from the topic limits. Who had the second most sacks? Wrong. Brian Burns with 16.5.
With Carolina.
I would not have gotten that with the Giants.
Or Giants, that's right.
And Danielle Hunter. And then
Danielle Hunter's right up there.
Who was your
pick? How many career sacks does Danielle Hunter have? You don't think of him this way.
Well,
it's 114.
I think he had a big year last year,
but
did
still
he
still 114,
114.
I just did a story yesterday about sacks.
Yeah, he's had
in
years
his career.
Of, he's had years of, I know, 14.5, 14.5. He's a star.
I just did a thing yesterday in our drafted segment for TV at KDK TV, which, by the way, airs every Wednesday at 5:55.
Thank you, Bob.
Jonathan Taylor, who is a Hall of Famer, but one of the best players, and he was the 16th best in our list of these guys out of 52 we had. And you'd think 139 sacks, 8 interceptions, 9 defensive touchdowns, 44 forced fumbles. I mean, numbers that are just ridiculous.
That is incredible. Who led the league in interceptions limits? Wrong.
You mean interceptions takeaways?
Yeah.
Jaquan Brisker.
No. Not even close.
Trayvon Diggs.
No.
You interrupted Bob.
No, I'm trying to think.
Boy, I'll tell you what. The Texans have like 3 guys in the top 10.
Well, those 2 starting cornerbacks and Petrie at safety are all very, ball hawks.
The Petrie dish.
But I don't think any one of them are it.
No,
Derek Stingley.
No.
Stop making guesses before Bob has an opportunity to express himself.
I'm sorry for breaking the rules, Bob.
Come on, Bob. Say something.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, teams that are not good.
It's not anybody on the Jets, Bob. They didn't have one off
the team, Bob. Would have thrown interceptions to people. I don't know. I give up. What?
Kevin Byard III for the Bears with 7 interceptions.
And isn't he a safety?
Yeah, he is.
Yes,
so
he is.
So a safety, man, to get that kind of...
And a linebacker was 2nd, Devin Lloyd for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I hope he doesn't get any this weekend. Who do you think is going to win that game, Bob?
Jacksonville.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. That's a bad matchup.
I think Josh Allen can go on a roll. Everyone's going to say it's his tournament to win because there's no, you know, Mahomes, there's no any of those guys, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, none of them. So it's your turn, Josh Allen.
Who leads the NHL in points right now, Bob?
Connor McDavid.
Yes, he just took over Nathan MacKinnon by 1 point.
How about Colorado's record?
Yeah. What is their record?
I think they only have 2 losses, regulation.
What?
Look it up. It's something ridiculous.
Wrong. They have 4. 31-4-7. Oh, my God. They're 17-0-2 at home, Bob. Did you know that?
I knew they haven't lost many games in regulation. It's unbelievable.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.